This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man, we're back after a week hiatus. It's the best time of the year, right? I mean, March Madness. How's your bracket, man?
It's still intact right now.
Still intact?
I'm still intact. I haven't lost anything yet.
Oh, man.
Thank God.
Not going to lie, I haven't watched a lot of college basketball this year. I watched UCLA. I'm be rooting for them. But you said you've been watching. Listen, we're not going to break down. Yeah. People, join the contest if this gets out before the starts. Join it. Dude, come on. Amazon card. We can't let NTAP win back-to-back. Someone else.
It's free to play. It's free.
Yeah, exactly. We're putting up our own money here. We have no sponsor. Bezos ain't sponsoring us yet, so it's our money.
It's completely free. It's honestly dumb luck. You don't even have to have followed a single college basketball game this year to join. It's completely free.
Exactly.
You only got a few hours.
We won't do the bracket by bracket. We'll just give our final four and our two finalists and the winner, right?
You know what? I do have to say, this year's tournament, it's up for grabs, man. Yeah, it is, man. Up for grabs. It's wide open.
Yeah. It's freaking tough, right? Remember last year, I think you had Tennessee and they lost first round, right?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm not taking Tennessee that deep this year because they got injuries too.
They lost injuries.
So I'm not fade Tennessee.
All right, man. We'll start with the South. I mean, they've been the best team probably all year besides maybe UCLA. And I know there's a bunch of shit going on with that team, but as long as that guy plays, and unless they're cursed because of what's been going down with the whole gun and the murder.
I know it's a mess, but I'm with you.
But on paper, I got to take him to the final four. That's what I'm thinking, right?
It sounds like we're riding chalk here. We're riding chalk and we're taking Bama.
I don't want Bama,
but I mean, I think they are the team that come out of there. I will say, watch out for Arizona, only because I watch them a lot, but watch out for Arizona.
I hate Arizona. Watch out for what I'm hearing. Not that I've seen them. Creighton. Creighton could make a run.
Interesting.
Just from what I'm hearing. And then, all right, the East. Man, feels like a lot of people are down on Purdue like every year because they do either lose with the second – usually the second round, right? They'll beat – but – just because everyone's against them, I kind of want to take Purdue. Fuck it. I'm going Purdue, man.
You're chalk. I'm riding Marquette in this.
Marquette.
They're strong. Yeah. I like Marquette. And God, I hate to do it. Watch out for Tennessee and Duke. I just faded Tennessee.
Yeah.
I feel like Duke will take them a little bit.
Well, Tennessee lost their best player, right? So that would be a hell of a run for them. But watch Duke go to the Final Four without Coach K, dude. I mean,
of course,
I could just see it.
Although no first time coach has ever made it to the Final Four, so that's against them. But I like Marquette coming out of this bracket a lot. I'm riding Marquette.
How about I feel like Kentucky? How about Providence beats them first round, right?
I already have it. You're giving away some of my sleepers here. You're giving away some of my upsets here.
Oh man, Midwest, who we got?
This is a tricky one.
Yeah, before the all, dude, I'm going on. This is bad. I'm going chalk, but I've heard all year that Houston's the best, and they were favored before the year. I know maybe they don't play enough people in their conference. I get that, but I gotta go Houston, man. What do you think?
I am fading Houston, and I am looking at the bottom half of this bracket. I see a matchup in the Sweet 16 between Xavier and Texas. I think the winner of that game comes out into the Final Four. I want to take Xavier. My heart says Xavier, but I'm going with my brain. I'm taking Texas to get out of that bracket to go in the Final Four. You don't beat Kansas twice, once in Lawrence, and not have a squad.
That's
Texas,
true.
I think, is a real deal team.
That's shocker, right?
Yeah, I'm taking Texas. But I'm saying watch out for Xavier. I love the little private schools out of Cincinnati. Xavier, watch out.
And then the West, I mean, I'm going to be biased. I know they lost Jalen Clark, and the other guy's going to come back, right? But I got to go UCLA. But tough. We got Kansas in there. We got
toughest bracket.
And besides, if I throw the heart out of it, dude, this is the year to take Gonzaga to the Final Four. No one's talking about him, dude. They still got a good squad. Just don't sleep on Gonzaga.
But, do not sleep on Gonzaga. This is, I think, is the toughest bracket because you cannot count out a Kansas team. I know that I just said they lost twice to Texas, but I'm fading the top three. This is my sleeper. I'm going UConn to come out of this bracket into the Final Four. Right.
Okay.
I'm taking UConn.
Hey, but I don't know if they get past your boy Patino against Iona, dude. But we'll see.
They'll be fine.
All right. Let's just break it down right now. Your Final Four is.
I'm going Bama, Marquette, Texas, UConn.
I got Bama, Purdue, Houston, UCLA. All right, now who we got advancing? I'm just going to go. Fuck it. UCLA against Bama, UCLA over Bama. What do you got?
You got UCLA over Bama? Okay, I'm with you on Bama. I got Bama going to the final.
Okay.
And you know what? You know how you win these things? You got to pick an upset somewhere. I'm taking UConn to beat Alabama in the final. Give me UConn Huskies to win it
all. Get your UConn futures now, people. Dude, they're cutting down the nets this year. What odds can you get them?
That's a great question, actually. I might have to pull that up really quick. I'm not too sure.
Make sure you're not – this isn't the woman's bracket, right? You're
talking about the men's. Shit. I'm looking at the wrong bracket. I was wondering why South Carolina was like a top seed.
This is not the women's bracket. He's actually taking UConn's man. All right. I like it.
I am taking, and I will say this one last thing. Watch out for Texas. I think that if Texas does meet UConn in the Final Four, like I am predicting, that could be a massive, massive matchup to watch out for. Texas is sneaky to me. I like Texas too. So don't get me wrong.
Exactly. Playing Kansas, the Big 12 will stack this year, right?
Big time. Definitely. Yeah, so yes.
Texas. All right. If this post gets out when this post comes out, everyone give us your Final Four and your winners and join the contest. All right, those are our Final Four and winner. I'm just going with my heart. But let's see. Paul seems to be very confident, so maybe tail him.
You know me. I will tell you this, though, to all our listeners that are out there. I want to say there's stupid stats on this. First round of the tournament, you got 32 games. Take tons of dogs. Yes. Cover like none other in the first round of the tournament. Dogs.
Definitely.
Hammer the dogs.
1 or 2 12 seed a little bit here, right? And then
hammer the 11 seed dogs. They might not win, but 11 seeds are covering more than any other lower seed number. Hammer the 11 seeds with the points.
You heard Paul, dude. I'm pumped, man. And just look what Vegas tells you. If you see a 13 against the 4 or a 12 against 5 and the spread's just like 1 or 2, dude, take the higher seed. Don't just look at because it's a 5 versus 12, I got to take the 5. Just look at what Vegas. That's how you got to do it, right? You know?
If you're anything but a 1 seed, throw out the seeds in the first round. Yes, the 1 seeds have only lost once. It was Virginia, 5, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Everything else, throw the seed out the window. A 2 seed can lose in the first round just as easily as they can win.
Yep, I agree, man. But no, 1 seed doesn't lose this year, right?
I don't see a 1 seed losing this year. If there is a 1 seed to lose, Purdue. I don't trust Purdue, and I don't trust Houston, really. I do trust Bama, and I trust Kansas a little bit more. Purdue, I think they're riding the coattails of one player, Edie.
And
Houston, they're great. I just don't see them getting over that hump. I see
they
them
never do. They
game.
Usually, yeah, they usually never do, but they're always good. All right, that's March Madness. I'm pumped. We're all pumped. We'll try and get some tattoo live if we're out watching the games. But let's go, man. Go you. We're on the first support. Go UCLA, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, go UCLA.
I want them to take it all. It's hard that obviously they lost. We want them to win it all.
Yeah, of course. We're not big SC guys, but please beat Michigan State, right? Come on.
I have that. I'll tell you right now. I have that as in my bracket. I have them beating Sparty, Michigan State.
Come on. All right.
I got a lot of upsets in the first round. I got a lot of upsets in the first round. If you join our bracket, our March Madness bracket, you will see my upsets, and I'm going to feel bad when I take down this $100 gift card. So somebody get in here and take it from me.
All right. Where do you want to start? Cause we always talk about.
I mean, we started with college basketball. Let's just go straight into the pros. Let's talk about Lakers right now. AD out again tonight.
I mean, I know it's probably just a player safety thing. It's not all him. And we've already said what we had to say about AD. Yesterday he dominated. That was a huge win against Pelicans. There you go. Mm-hmm. Tonight, without AD, how are we looking, dude? I think they're currently down what? Did they catch up?
They were chasing. They started to catch up a little bit. I think right now we're at halftime. We're chasing 14 halftime.
Chasing 14 against the Rockets without AD is never good.
This goes back to the same thing we've been saying, dude. We beat the teams that we were supposed to beat, but when it comes to come on, dude, the Rockets are already eliminated. The Rockets are eliminated. Oh, no. You cannot lose to the Rockets. You beat the Pelicans. Big deal. Losing against Pelicans are trapped.
Like the games it's I don't know. When's LeBron going to come back?
It's Houston.
I don't think he's going to play until playoffs, right?
I'm with you. I don't think.
And then we got our other star playing every other game. So this is like, and now I know we're the 10th. We're in the play right now. But ended today, we're in the playing game. So we made it that
by
far.
By one game.
But then you see how close we are to getting in past the 16 is like only two games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But if we're doing win loss and can't get a win streak going, who knows?
And that's the thing. Some of these teams that we're chasing to get into that six seed, I don't see them losing more games than we need to win. You look at Golden State, you look at the Clippers. I mean, the other one is how the hell is OKC in as eight seed right now? Like, where the hell did they come from?
Well, like looking at the 11, 12, and 13 seed, who are you scared of? Unless, I mean, I guess Pelicans
Utah.
Can make a run if Zion comes back.
To me, Utah. Utah's the only one that I think we can.
And Dame, all they have is just Dame. I mean, he's going to have to score, and he's going to get tired towards the end of the year. Well, it's already at the end of the year, but I mean, 13 games left. I feel like we'll make the play-in, right? But obviously, you want the 7 seed so you can have the home, and then
not have to play the second game.
Yeah. So, and then LeBron. Who knows with LeBron? I don't know when he's coming back. AD's.
If you're LeBron, you got to play. I think. We both agree that we're not going to see him until the playoffs. But if you're the Lakers, you got to have LeBron play at least like the last one or two regular season games, right?
You have to.
You got to get him in. I'm not talking, 30 minutes. I'm talking, you got to put him in there for at
minutes
least
section, especially to see if we're already in the playoffs. So maybe just get him some. Yep. Get him
some game action. Yep.
Hey, dude, like I said, I do like – we got guys. I know we said that about the Kings, but we got Vanderbilt. Reeves is unbelievable at the bench. Mm-hmm. The good thing is I love our bench. We at least, we have pretty good depth right now. So if our stars come to play, we can make a run.
But it's just a little demoralizing if you lose to the Rockets. I mean,
Boston just lost to the Rockets. I don't know what the Rockets are doing. It's a little late, guys. You're supposed to be tanking. What are we doing here?
Exactly. And then you look at the games coming up. There's some very winnable games that we have coming up. And I'm looking at just like the next six games right off the bat. Dallas. Okay.
We'll see.
A tough one. Orlando. You have to beat Orlando. You cannot lose to Orlando. Phoenix. Another tough one. But then you got the Bulls back to back with the Bulls.
Oh, Bulls have been, they're done, right?
Exactly. You look at the next six games. You really need to go 4-2 out of those next six games.
Yeah. If we lose to. Maybe split with Dallas and Suns, but it depends. Durant, Luka and Kyrie are good. I saw last game they weren't playing, but I'm sure they'll play Friday night, right?
That'd be nice. Because don't forget, following that, a week from this Friday, you have OKC, and that's the team that we're chasing right now, who's only a game and a half, I think, up on us. You got to win that game.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You beat Orlando, you beat OKC, and you beat the Bulls twice. If you could split with Dallas and Phoenix,
that'd be huge. If we lose both, it's okay. 4-2.
I think
okay.
We're still fine. Exactly.
No 2-4, 3-3 bullshit, man. We got to stay. And then AD, you got to – what's a back-to-back again next week? Guess the guess who?
Next week. No back to back.
No back to back.
Week.
Okay. All right.
So we're okay. And actually looking at the schedule, we only have one back to back left. And of course it's at Utah and then at Clippers. So phenomenal how that worked out for us. And that's the thing. We have Utah twice. And we just said Utah is the one team that I think.
And they're behind us right now. And you never, one game. It's always hard playing in Utah. Shit.
And the way it sets up April 9th, the very last regular season game, is at home against Utah. It actually could come down to that game if you think about it.
God. All right. Yeah. Well, at least we got to, say we don't do well in these next six games. at least we got a lot of games left with you, the teams that we're chasing. So if we beat them,
exactly.
So it kind of works out.
It's and just, then, yeah. We still got Houston. Yeah. We got Houston left. We got Clippers twice, Phoenix twice, Utah twice. I mean,
yeah. Love what I'm games. Seeing from D'Angelo. Beasley, great night last night, but I need some more consistency from him. Vanderbilt's a dog. I love that guy.
Oh, dude, just, we're on the Vanderbilt train. Yeah, let's we're go. Sipping the Vanderbilt Kool-Aid.
Yeah, too bad the Vanderbilt didn't make the freaking tourney this year. We could have.
They should have. They were like first four out. They should have made that tournament. Shit.
And then last on the Lakers, that Powell night was – because we took last week. Powell night was cool. It was awesome to see him. I wish Kobe was there right next to him. That sucks.
One thing I'm just going to say about that, I saw some you know, people commentating saying that his speech was too long. I thought his speech was phenomenal, actually. I thought he said all the right things. I loved his speech personally, so I don't understand what some of that backlash was.
And he had to say a little bit more because, dude, Kobe, obviously his best friend Kobe was, yeah. I don't
know exactly.
If he was saying that.
Yeah, I got my take on Powell. We're not going to get into it right now. But
Yeah. Love Powell. And I know everyone called him Gasoth, but he came through when we needed him to. So we're good.
He did. Yep. He did.
Like Kobe said, we don't win those two rings without Powell. So there you go.
We don't win those two rings, but now you're going to get me started. You're going to get me started. Are his stats as a Laker, if you look at his stats, are his stats
enough to be next? That's a whole different. We could do a whole pod on
that's
that.
That's right. I'm not going to get into it. Yeah, I'm not going to get into it. Because I love the guy.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about another team that's actually, I mean, ends today. We're almost in first place. 3 points away from Vegas. Kings are rolling. Of course, when Tattoo goes live, Paul was there. We freaking lose, but we won. Dude. We've won the last six of the game, except when, tell me a little about that night, dude. You had a suite.
Lost every bet. I told the people to take the over. I told the people to hammer the Kings. Dude, they couldn't do anything. And our number one line, our Kopi, our
chances Tempe, we had,
our Doughty, they could not. They looked like they were frozen in the ice. They looked like they could not skate. Like they just put on skates for the first time. That line looked horrific, but it's okay because we had a huge bounce back last evening.
Against Islanders. Okay, so we're five of the last six. Kaprikov and Korpisalo, right? Those are the two guys that hard to say that they are been amazing so far. Unbelievable. You can't ask for it, right?
And I knew I should have seen this because in that game against Nashville, Fiala was a late scratch. He did get injured the game before when he came back.
He's not even skating right now. Again. Dersey's not skating right now. But I'm more concerned about Fiala. Fiala's been our guy all year.
Fiala has to play. If Fiala must play.
Dude, I know. The fact that it's day-to-day is amazing because you saw when that happened, right? When it was needed.
Hockey guy.
Man.
Hockey guy.
Yeah.
But like you said, we're still only a game and a half out of Vegas. We're 3 points behind. It's a game and a half right there.
When's that Vegas game? And you know who's going to be starting in net when we play him.
And did you see that same night?
Guess who's resurgence? The same night he shuts out, of course. This guy's playing. He's playing unbelievable. But that because you know he has a chip on his shoulder now. Of course, now he's a bit.
Hats off to him though.
That's what Quick does. And you know he's gonna be starting in net, and I won't be surprised if we lose that game.
Is it in Vegas? It is in Vegas. We have one left against Vegas. Okay. It's Thursday, April 6th in Vegas. And here's the thing that worries me. You look at the Kings' remaining schedule. It is a very tough remaining schedule.
Wait. We're gonna be Blue Jackets.
Yes. We should.
Vancouver. I know hockey, you never know. I get it. Upsets happened. I think Boston just lost last night as a -450 favorite against Blackhawks. So I know you never know. But I'm chalking these up at wins. You got to be Blue Jackets home, Canucks at home.
But you look at some of the teams that are still in contention. Yeah. We still have Calgary twice. We have Edmonton twice. Oh, we have Seattle. Oh, we have Vegas. We have Colorado. And
oh, boy.
We have Anaheim. And what do we say when the Clippers play the Lakers? What do they try to do? That's Anaheim Stanley Cup game right there. That is the final
game. So you got to be Blue Jackets and you got to be Canucks for sure. Because you know these are the next games after that. It's going to be – but I think we're pretty much going to clinch a playoff berth soon, right? But we want that one or – right?
Yes. Okay. I think we're going to be fine. And it is the way that we definitely want the one. I mean, yeah, if we could get the one, that would be ideal, because then we avoid anybody in our own division unless it's a wild card team. And
you know how we do. We don't do that well against the Oilers, dude. We do.
Exactly. I mean, we don't want them. If we can get the one, I mean, there's still a lot that's going to happen. A lot can change.
Of course. Yep.
If we can get that one seed, we would most likely get the top seed overall for the entire Western Conference, unless Dallas goes on like some crazy streak, which would mean right now, if it ended today, we would get Winnipeg. Because the way it sits up right now, I don't see Nashville catching Winnipeg. I think the teams that are in the wild card race are the teams that are in the playoff hunt right now. I don't see anything changing from the Jets or from the Kraken. So if you get the number one seed, I want to get one of those teams. I want to get Seattle, or I want to get Winnipeg.
Definitely.
Preferably Seattle, because I don't want to have to do that travel in the first round.
Yeah, to Winnipeg. To exactly. Winnipeg. I agree. Preferably Seattle.
So give me Seattle.
Even though they're a tough home squad, but we got guys. Like we said, pucks on net. We got guys.
I'm not worried about Seattle. Seattle hung around for a little bit, and then the Kings really put a big separation between them. We're 6 points up on them right now.
Stay hot, dude. Besides when we go. No, when I went, we won. When you went, unbelievable.
I'm bad luck. I'm done. But literally, Seattle, they're tanking at the wrong time. Seattle has got 5 wins out of their last 10 games.
Oh, geez.
He's got 7. So, I mean, Seattle's lost 3 in a row. So, right now, give me Seattle over Winnipeg.
Let's go. Stay hot. Go, Kings, go. And
we got pucks on net. Gotta get pucks on net. Shots on goal when I was the other night. Pucks on net.
Yeah, what were they doing? They knew you were there. I knew you had
Vegas knew we had the parlays. Vegas, dude, we almost got stupid. We parlayed the Kings to UCLA to USA baseball. We got crazy.
And they all three lost, right? What was the opposite? Oh no, USA won.
USA.
Okay, I was about to say. Okay, damn. All right, let's talk about. I mean, there's not much going on. We still got. Oh, dude, tomorrow, 2 weeks from the season, right?
Correct.
So actually, this will come out tomorrow. So 2 weeks, baseball's here, man. I think hopefully we're doing the league again. We'll repeat that, the fantasy league, right?
They don't want us back. They want to change the rules on us apparently now, because
we'll still win.
We're too good.
That wasn't our fault. We just read the rule book, right?
Exactly. Paul did. Exactly. Read the fine print, boys, before you sign the paper.
Not much. It's too much to talk about. We talked about Lux last pod. That sucks. Oh, yeah, here we go. That was spring training. Now we got the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
And right before season, I don't like it. I've not even been paying attention. I know you have, and you think it's great. But Freddie, hopefully this is not a serious hamstring injury, right?
I mean, that's the biggest news out of Dodger camp right now is Freddie. It doesn't sound serious. Everything that I'm reading says slight, minor.
Yeah,
very light.
And Canada's basically done, right? They're not going to advance, so maybe they're just like,
no. Canada is still very.
Oh,
they
still. Oh, wow. Okay, but he's not going to play again, right?
No, I think he's done. I think he's shutting it down. I think he's done. They know better than to send him back out there, but they are still very much alive.
Okay,
they have actually played their final game for the pool already. It all comes down to USA versus Colombia. That'll determine if the tiebreaker is needed, who advances, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If USA wins this final game against Colombia, then Canada is done.
Okay, so say Freeman's out for a month. Hopefully, I know this is minor. Who we calling up, the Michael Bush guy? I'm a little bit Muncy at first. What are we thinking? Maybe
that's
JD
where it
Martinez?
Gets tricky. JD, that, remember I told you, I said at some point JD's gonna have to play on the field on the diamond at some point this season.
Hey, Michael Bush has been hot this spring training. Maybe give him a shot, but we'll just see. Hopefully it's not a worry, because you never think of a backup first base when you got Freddie, because he plays that freaking every game, you know. So
that's a great point.
Yeah, so hopefully he's fine, but we do got some. I mean, maybe Michael Bush, maybe JD. I don't know.
I think Freddie will be fine. He'll bounce back. He's a gamer, like you said. Yeah. The guy doesn't miss games. I think he'll be fine.
And then I know we got USA in the baseball classic, but shit, the way the injuries been going, can we just we got guys on USA? We don't need Mookie, right? Can Mookie just sit the rest of the
Will Smith too?
Oh, I know Will Smith too.
Will Smith.
What do you think of that Randy thing? What are we now? Are they calling him? Some people are calling Will Smith racist because he didn't say what up to you. Saw that?
Oh, he didn't. He didn't dab up. And now they're saying,
oh, like the minor, of course, that 10% that always pisses everyone off. Says, oh, he was racist for not saying what up to.
Oh my god,
I know, dude. Well,
can people just have beef nowadays and not be about race?
People just have too much time on their hands. They just have too much time on their hands. But
we'll save that for the Buttress podcast. Yeah. But don't forget, Mexico's got some of our stars too. We got Urias pitching from Mexico.
I know. Actually, they're gonna shut. Are they gonna shut him? What would they say?
I don't think they're shutting him down. I think he's still available because they are advancing. They for sure have advanced.
Yeah, they're good. They got a squad. They freaking they beat us. What was the score?
That was an ugly game. USA shouldn't have dropped that game. They beat us 11-5. They pretty much kind of hit us out of the park.
Yeah, we can recap more World Baseball Classic. You'll be like our live guy. You'll be our World Baseball Classic guy because I haven't watched much, but it's been good.
I'm the guy. I'm the guy.
I did see that. Oh, Otani home run was pretty awesome. Not gonna lie. And then everyone took a dude. That would never happen here. You saw that? Dude. Everyone was taking a picture. Dude, what the hell?
How fun are those fucking games in Japan? I know. Have you seen the crowd and like the stuff they do during the game?
Unbelievable.
We gotta go.
Fauci would be happy too because everyone's messed up. So you'd be.
We gotta go, especially now to see our boy Bauer.
Oh, I know, dude. Are you gonna get a jersey?
A little tattoo trip to Japan to see Bauer.
We're the only guys that had his back the whole time. Especially you. I gotta get you that jersey for Christmas. When's your birthday?
July 3rd, bro. July,
it's coming
maybe.
Up. Okay.
We got to get some of those. What are the Yokohama? Where's he playing? Yokohama. We got to get some Bauer jerseys. I'm gonna look into it. I'm going to get us.
I wish he was playing for the Dinos. Remember how good they were? That would have been amazing.
Okay. Baseball trivia. What was that movie? Remember where he goes to play in Japan? Was that Tom Selleck? What was the name of the team? Baseball trivia. Anybody can shout that out. Put it in the comments. What was the name of the team he plays for in Japan?
I don't know.
What pitch was that? Shutera. Okay. I'm going back. I'm dating myself here.
Oh man. So that's Dodgers. We'll definitely do a Dodgers season preview in the next week or so. But Freddie, hopefully you're okay. Mookie and Will Smith stay healthy out there and.
Everybody, Barnes, Urias, everybody's Barnes, that we need.
Chris Taylor, stop striking out, please. Dude, he's not looking good. And then we're putting a lot of faith in Chris Taylor this year.
We'll save that for another podcast with the Chris Taylor talk.
We'll save that.
Because, I mean, we got guys going to be out of position this year. Let's face it.
Yeah. Before we get into Champions League, let's talk a little free agency. Aaron Rodgers, so he was on McAfee's show today. He sounds like he's going to the Jets. Just waiting for conversation stuff and all that. What do you think of the move?
I was going to ask you, are you surprised about that? I did not see that one coming.
When Brady retired, I didn't think retirement. Obviously, he doesn't want to retire when Brady does. I thought for a second he might just stay in Green Bay, right? Just because, that's why I just see him as Green Bay all the time. And then Jets.
But what's appealing to him about the Jets? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Am I missing something here?
I don't know. I mean, he hates the media too. So good luck with that media, because Green Bay, or at least the media has always been has your back. New York, we'll see. Now they're trying to get Lazard, Cobb, and Mercedes Lewis, but it's like these guys aren't that good. I mean, is that just
how old is Cobb? Is Cobb 50?
I know. Lazard will be all right. And then he has Garrett Wilson. I get that. So that him and he's no Devontae, but that guy's unbelievable.
I just think it's an interesting move.
How many years is he going to play? He could have picked basically any team. So are they going to win next year?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they're in win now mode. I still think they're possibly the fourth best
still
team
go
in that
against
division.
Bengals,
still go against
Bills.
Buffalo.
Yeah. Bengals.
You still
got to
go against the Miami team. Who I think is still right now. Miami's better than the Jets.
The Raiders, and then the Chargers.
But just that division alone, I think the Patriots right now could make an argument that they're better than the Jets.
Yeah. So even with Rodgers, maybe they're a playoff team next year, but.
I'm really surprised if I was a betting man.
I stay in the NFC. Don't you stay in the NFC for Rodgers?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
What would have been hilarious if he gone to Tampa Bay? That would have been hilarious. He went to Tampa, amazing. But now Tampa signs Baker.
Who they
signed?
Baker.
They signed Baker to a 1 year.
Oh,
but if I had my money.
Gerald told us McVay was going to save Baker. I thought he was going to be a Ram for life.
How much did Gerald have the drink before he said that? I would put my money on Vegas or Tennessee. That's where I really thought.
Yeah, because he's a big Vrabel guy. I thought so too. And that would have been way better. Well, Vegas, not really because of the division, but Tennessee, dude, that division's always
You could win that division easily, especially now that, I mean, other news, I hate to say it, the Colts let go of your boy. They released your boy.
Now he's got to retire.
Matty Ice.
Is he going to retire and be up next to Brady? He's not going to be first ballot. Never mind, right? He won't be first.
The question is he retire? Is he going to be a backup somewhere?
Go back to Atlanta. Oh, no, now, hey, Atlanta. Dude, you saw that? They got my boy Heinicke.
Yes.
There we go.
Heinicke.
Oh, what other free agent moves? I mean, so Rodgers. Juju, Patriots. Who else? Waller to the Giants.
The Waller one's an interesting one. Traded, but I think the what's his name? The other the backup in Raiderland there. He's solid. He's fine. So I think they're fine.
I know Morneau or whatever.
Yeah,
Justin Morneau.
Morneau and Waller to me is an injury threat. I don't think he's had a full healthy season since how long? I feel like he's constantly banged up. Yeah. So I'm fine with that move.
Who else? There's been a few nothing. Oh yeah, we'll see where Beckham ends up. Oh, Zeke got released.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
We saw coming.
Anything else that's been major? Hey, Case Keenum to the Houston. Oh, I forgot. Just think about that. That guy's been around forever. Now he's going back to Houston.
I put the top of the list. That's headline. That's stop the presses news right there. I thought for sure he was going XFL. Canadian Football League.
Miles Sanders, who was just in the Super Bowl and scored. Did he score? No. Did he score? Oh, no. He went to the Colts? I forget. He
did not score.
I don't know. There's
a lot of free agency.
We remember all these now, and then you forget about them, and then the season starts. You're like, damn, he went there. Went there. You totally forget about all these.
You remember it when you're drafting your fantasy football team. There you That's go. What you remember you where the hell these guys went to.
Yeah, for sure. And then what do you think of the Bears? Everyone says the Bears are back. I mean, I like the move they got.
Pump the brakes.
DJ Moore. Pump the brakes. Yeah, I know.
Unless those Bears get on some cocaine, like the movie, like pump the brakes on the Bears are back. But you never know, because you know what? We both agree the Lions are going to be better. We both agree the Vikings are going to be a step worse. And what is Green Bay going to be now with Love under center? So you never know. Hey, crazier shit can happen.
Damn, Saints signed Jamal Williams, so they signed Derek Carr and Jamal Williams. That's sneaky. I don't know. Hey, at the end of the day, we already know who's going to be there at the end.
That division's up for grabs, though.
No, I know.
That division's up for grabs because Tampa Bay with Baker now, Carolina is a mess. The Falcons are still another year away. Chance,
but next year, we know who's going to be there. It's either on the AFC, Bengals, Bills, or obviously Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Actually, NFC is wide open now. Think about the NFC quarterbacks, though. Who we got with Rodgers gone and Brady gone? What is it, Hurts? Which is fine. No, he's good.
I'd say I honestly the Niners. The Niners are going to be there again.
But who's going to be quarterback? Darnold? That's sneaky. Like Gerald said, sneaky until Purdy gets back. Or maybe Darnold just – I don't know. A lot of football talk. Dude, football never sleeps, right? With so much to talk about. More moves will come.
Still got the draft. Okay. So we still got – a lot can happen.
A lot can happen. We got 4 minutes to talk about soccer. You're the soccer guy. What are your thoughts, dude? Your boys are still alive, man. And Drew, your boys are still alive too, so – let me get your thoughts on everything.
Still alive. Yeah. We're down to the final eight.
Okay.
We're down to the final eight European Championship. Here's the thing. Death, taxes, PSG choking in the Champions League. You buy a team that has more money than God. Your starting lineup is, I don't even know. It's got to be over close to $1.5 billion. And you guys choke and choke and choke. Congratulations, Donnarumma. Congratulations, Messi. Congratulations, Mbappe.
Neymar going to be clowns, back or no?
Neymar. No, he's out for the season, I believe. Shit.
Okay.
A couple weeks, maybe, for a while. But you guys choke and choke and choke. Congratulations. Have fun watching the rest of the Champions League.
Oh, yeah, they're out. Sorry, yeah, they're out.
Good job. Here's what I think.
Okay.
And I said this a couple weeks ago off the podcast. I'm going to say it right now. I have the live odds of winners up right now. Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. Actually, I might not even sprinkle. I might dump a little bit more. And I hate to do this. I hate to do this because they're running away with the Italian championship.
Yeah.
Napoli at +750. Everybody's looking at Man City with Haaland. I get it. Everybody's looking at Bayern. Everybody's looking at Real Madrid. Nobody's giving enough love to Napoli. They are
been the hottest team of the whole year, right?
Napoli is deadly. They could win this thing.
I like that guy, Osimhen. That guy's I'm not even know if I'm saying it right, but that guy
Osimhen, yeah.
Goal. Yeah, Osimhen. That guy's unbelievable.
They're deadly. Sprinkle some on Napoli to win this right now at +750. They're dead in the middle of the final eight. They're the fourth favorite.
Do we know who plays each other now? Or no?
That draw will come out on Friday.
They do a draw. Okay.
Another draw on Friday.
Okay. Huge draw. And our group text is dead if your team. I'm just kidding.
Well, Bayern, I mean, here's the thing. No, yeah, I'm just kidding. This is money for us. This is why Citadel goes to play Alabama. You know what I mean? It's a paycheck. So the fact that Milan now gets into the final eight, huge. I'm not expecting us to get out of this group of eight. You know, If anything, I would hope for Benfica, maybe play them. We have a chance against them, but I'm not expecting us to get out. But this is a payday. The fact that we get into the final eight,
you're one of the final eight of cha-ching. The best, dude. It's huge, man.
Exactly. So it all comes down to the draw. City, this is their first year with Haaland. City could win this whole entire thing.
Because you've been known to say PSG and City always chokes, book it. But now with Haaland, it's a little different because this guy's unbelievable.
Game changer. Game changer. Right now with Haaland, they are still the favorite. They're +175 to win it right now as the favorite. But hey, it all comes down to the draw. On Friday, we will find out who plays who. Let's say City gets drawn against Bayern Munich. Those are the two favorites. That could happen.
Yeah. I'm going to stick. Yeah, I mean, I'm rooting for both Bayern and obviously AC Milan. But dude, I can't go against Real, dude. I'm just good. I think they're going to win.
They're still they could do it too. But I'm saying if for the odds out there, you got great odds on Napoli. Sprinkle a little on
for
Napoli.
For the hottest team, you're getting that. I like it. Oh man, so the final eight. When's that start?
That'll start early April.
Okay, so we have a couple weeks now. Off. So now, right now, it's just going to be all – is it an international break or it's going to be all other leagues going on?
No, I think it's just
– okay, just
– everybody's going. It's soccer. It's year-round. Everybody's playing.
Everyone's playing. All the LAFC, Galaxy. Who's going to win MLS?
Oh, don't even ask me. I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you.